Out of the ashes, you will rise. If you feel sad, lost, depressed, finances are in the gutter, social life, you're lonely, out of the ashes, you will rise. Here in my garage, invest in yourself. Always be curious. Don't be a cynic. Sleeping on a couch in a mobile home with only $47 in my bank account. When everything's burnt to the ground, when you're sad, lost, and depressed, and everything's at rock bottom, you get to rebuild the exact and precise way you want the damn thing rebuilt. Health, wealth, love, happiness, each of these four goals.
Coming up today.
In the same way that McDonald's is not the primary reason that people are obese, government isn't the primary reason you will fail or succeed. Someone asked me an interesting question, wrote me a long email and said, Ty, what about governments? What do you do when you live in a country where the government holds you back or, you know, is repressive? And I'm not sure exactly, they didn't say what country they're in, but I'll tell you this. At the end of the day, it's a rare case that the government is the actual main limiting factor in your life. Sometimes there's extreme cases of dictatorship, and I'm not saying that governments don't sometimes throw a huge monkey wrench and make things a lot harder than they should be. But if you look at your life, if you don't like where your life is, I promise you, if I came in there and personally dissected the situation you're in and what's holding you back, I bet you it's not that. And I'm talking about, you could be living in communist country. You could be living in, that, again, extreme circumstances, there's certainly people that have been completely held back. But when I actually ask people for the details, 9 times out of 10, what's holding them back is them. You know, you got to ask yourself, like John Wooden said, did you put in your best effort just that one day? Take today, last 24 hours. Did you do everything possible that you could to maximize your own success? Books, learning. Did you? And if the answer is no, did the government stop you from doing that? Did they come down, keep you from reading a book, keep you from listening to a podcast, keep you from, you know, taking a class, a workshop, going to a conference? No. Now, again, some of you might answer yes, and you might be in that rare, you know, 2% of humans that are held back by their government. But what happens is it's a lot easier to take the victim route. So we just play the victim card and say, you know, the real reason my life's in shambles is because this far-off government held me back. But did they really? Like I said, I mean, think of this metaphor, McDonald's. Some people say McDonald's makes people fat. And it certainly doesn't help. Does McDonald's really make people fat? Because if it did, wouldn't everybody be fat? No. Like Joel Salatin used to say, cream rises to the top. Some people can moderate their behavior and not eat at McDonald's all the time. You know, some people go there once a month. You ain't gonna get fat from McDonald's once a month, but some people can't. And if it wasn't McDonald's, it'd be something else. McDonald's isn't the cause of obesity. They're a contributing factor, and they certainly, but if McDonald's went out of business, maybe Burger King or somebody else would fill the spot. So my point being, if you are overweight, should you spend all your time railing against McDonald's, passing regulations to stop McDonald's from whatever? No, ain't gonna help you. You wanna get in shape? You gotta take personal responsibility. That victim card's getting old in the world. And sadly, if you play that victim card, the only one who ends up really becoming a victim is you. It's kind of like a catch-22. People play the victim card because they say they don't wanna be the victim, but then they make themselves more of a victim. In the same way that McDonald's is not the primary reason that people are obese, government isn't the primary reason you will fail or succeed. It'll be you. And that's a much scarier proposition for us to comprehend and go, all right, so what you're saying is Donald Trump the next 4 years, Donald Trump won't be the main determinant of whether I have a good 4 years? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Whether it would have been Hillary or Donald whether it was Obama, George Bush, or Clinton, and whoever it might be in the future, maybe Kanye West, they say, it won't matter that much to you. As I said, I'm not completely diminishing the role of government. North Korea, if you live there, you could have some serious obstacles. But even, and I don't know much about North Korea, so I don't want to talk about what I don't know, but I do know even in repressive governments, some people rise up more than others. So if it was completely a limiting factor in a repressive government, you were completely held back, nobody would rise up. And for the most part, even in supposedly, or not supposedly, even in real repression, some people do better than others because of personal choices. And there's that book by Peter Drucker that I list on my tylopez.com/books. It's my book recommended reading list. You know, Peter Drucker says, what made Leonardo da Vinci who he was and Gandhi and Abraham Lincoln and all these people? It wasn't the government they grew up in, because they grew up in diverse governments. It's how they manage themselves. So I guess what I'm trying to say is really the title of Peter Drucker's book. You must know how to manage yourself. Government ain't going to do it. And to look to the government to be the be-all and end-all, you'd be living for a long time. Nobody cares about you as much as you. So anyway, leave me a comment. Do you agree with that? Disagree? Love to hear your opinion. If you want the chance to enter into one of my free giveaways, here's all you have to do. Number one, subscribe to my podcast. And then secondly, leave an honest review of my podcast. What do you think of it? All right. I pick random reviewers to win either an iPhone 7, a GoPro Black, a MacBook Air, iPad, Kindle. And then I've been doing these once a month free car giveaways, giving away a Mustang or Camaro to one random social media follower. Podcast followers are entered into that too. So you'll get your free chance to enter. Just leave an honest review and make sure you subscribe to my podcast. All right. I hope you win one of the giveaways. Talk to you soon. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or wherever it is you like to listen, so that you don't miss out on any new episodes as they come out.